Ray Giudice, our 680 The Fan legal expert, joining us here in the studio. Ray, your name came up at the Rood household the other day. We were actually talking about the Mike Scott case for the Hawks and the trouble that that he got into up in Homer. Weed in the car, MDMA in the car, and the kids were saying, you know, well, Dad, what happens if I get pulled over? And I said, well, the first thing you do is call Ray Giudice.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Download the app, put it on her phone.
And then they were saying, well, when do you call Ray Giudice? Which is a good question, because you don't want to be grabbing the cell phone while the police officer is trying to do his business. They get a little put out
by
that.
They do, and most of the time they'll say, please put your phone down,
yes.
Or they get threatened because they don't know what's in your
right.
hand. But let's make it, here's the advice I would give you, okay, or that young lady. And I was just talking to the young guys back in the control room. You know, I feel very passionate about, you know, a war that was fought several hundred years ago because King George's redcoats were coming in our ancestors' houses and taking our stuff without a warrant or an order from a judge. It's your car. Don't give them the right to search your car. Don't let them in your house. They can't look through your pants. They can pat you down looking for weapons, okay? They want to bring the canine out? Bring the canine out. There's a bunch of new studies that show the canine is wrong a whole lot of times. They want to go get a warrant? Let them go get a warrant. There's a whole lot of challenges to warrants that they have to be accurate, under good faith, and, you know, don't give up. You can cooperate. You can be polite.
Yeah, be polite.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Look, the flip side of this is that these folks out there are doing their job. They most of them are well-trained, good guys and gals, and they want to enforce the law and protect us. But that doesn't mean it's a sacrifice of our constitutional liberties that were well fought for.
What kind of language needs to take place, though, as you're gracefully declining this police officer's request to
like
search your car?
I like those words. Officer, I gracefully decline.
Okay.
I would rather you not. At this time, I decline to allow you permission to search my vehicle. You wish to get a warrant? Yes, sir.
As it relates...
At that point, do you say, may I call my lawyer or
yes,
speak
sure.
to my lawyer?
They're
going to
say no, yeah. But that's okay. Put that on the record.
In the case of Mike Scott, there was 35 grams of marijuana, allegedly,
mm-hmm.
apparently in the state of Georgia. Anything over an ounce is a felony,
28 grams in an ounce. 28 grams or less is a misdemeanor. 28 or more is a felony. So he's got barely a felony. As long as it's packaged sort of in one, you know, bulk, it's going to be for personal use. If it was in 35 1-gram glycine bags, that would be an intent to
okay.
distribute kind of
punishable
case.
Punishable in the state of Georgia by up to 10 years.
That's,
but
that's
from
correct.
What I'm hearing,
yeah,
typically they don't enforce it
absolutely.
To that level.
That's correct. Unless you are a 10-time loser and you've done other stuff. That's a probation case. Many times 34, 35 grams is even reduced to a misdemeanor.
Were you surprised he was speaking as openly
yes.
as he was?
Yes.
And that's what surprised me more so than anything else. You're a professional athlete. You should have an attorney
did he
with you
wave,
before you speak to anybody.
Did he waive his Miranda rights?
Most likely that statement, that sort of confession and possession of the items is going to come into evidence. Now, it's already out in circulation. That's the other problem. You know, law enforcement decides it wants to release stuff to defend itself, like the perp walk and the confession and everything else, before it's been tested.
What happens with what he said if he and his brother now say, we got to change this story?
Yeah, it's
this
a problem.
Is your stuff.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
He's kind of locked it in. Now, let's turn it around. All good generals have both a plan for total war and a plan for orderly retreat and peace in their pockets, okay? His lawyers right now should be doing two things. Yes, you're filing your pleadings to challenge the stop, to challenge the search, the confession. At the same time, if I'm his lawyer, he has gone and gotten a blood test and a urine test every 2 weeks since his arrest. I've already got a production team making his proposed public service announcement. We're doing community service, maybe a quick treatment and counseling plan. So we're going to negotiate a path to resolution, which keeps him out of an orange jumpsuit for any period of time and maybe allows him to go back to work.
We're talking to Ray Giudice, our 680 The Fan legal expert, and we'll tell you how you can get in touch with Ray here in a second. I thought the judge that heard the NFL's case and the Players Association case and Brady and Goodell, he did an excellent job of hearing both sides and, to me, making both sides feel uncomfortable about their case.
He did as Attorney Glavin just pointed out, he did a really good job of letting everybody in that room know who the most important cat in that room is, and it's the guy up there wearing the robe. He doesn't have time to suffer fools. He's got a busy calendar. This is something about the pounds per square inch in a football and its punishment, and he wants these guys to resolve it as adults, and that's what he was sending the message to everybody. Did a good job. Yeah, it's good lawyering.
Big picture, when you think about what this judge probably has to deal with, this is insulting.
He doesn't want these guys in front of him.
The federal terrorism cases go to the Southern District of New York federal court. The money laundering cases out of Wall Street go to that courtroom. The smuggling cases that come in through Kennedy and LaGuardia come into that courthouse.
Are you a little bit surprised that people haven't actually brought that fact up of what are these guys doing in front of this guy for any amount of time?
Well, that's a jurisdiction. I mean, that's just how it is, but I agree with you. Now, the judge can also order them into some sort of a mediation. He's trying to walk very carefully of both being the judge who will hear the law and maybe make the decision on the facts and the encourager, the mediator, to try to get this settled. The law favors out-of-court resolutions.
Ray Giudice joining us here on 680 The Fan. Ray, my kids get into trouble. They get pulled over.
Yeah.
Who do they call and how do they get in touch
call
with you?
Call me, 404-964-4185. Download the app on your cell phone. It's real easy, RayGiudiceLaw.com, and it comes up. My website, or even go to the 680 The Fan webpage, which you should have the app for that too, and hit my blog, and it'll go right to my website.
Be completely polite with the police officer first, and then when you have an opportunity to make the phone call, that's when
keep your hands at your side. Be polite. Don't start glancing around or making sudden furtive movements. They got a tough job. They really do have
There's
a tough
nothing
job.
In my car. Why are you yelling at me?
As we used to say.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Right? Actually, we're getting
to Sir, why are you in the back seat of that car? I don't know.
I don't know!
Don't do anything Nick Cellini would do. That's the basic rule.
All right, that's good. It. Good rule of thumb. We got wrap-up coming up.
They
next.
Really also hate when you open up that door and decide to get out of the car.
Oh, they hate
too.
That.
You know,
they
I used to do that when I was younger.
You should just tell them I have drugs in the
I'm
car.
I'm coming back
point.
To talk to you. Well, no, you're not.
I was trying, but you know what? I was just trying to be affable.
Yeah,
just,
help out. Yeah. Let me help you. I'll save you the walk.
Well, I figure if you can see me from head to toe, you know I'm not packing anything, right? Here I am.
Inevitably, every time I watch a lot of cops, every time they get out of the car, there's drugs in the car.
That's bad.
Every time.
That's bad. That's a tell.